Administration TAC meeting this afternoon. You know, we're winding down our in-person meetings and everybody's tired, but I appreciate everybody sticking around for these. So at this point, I'll go ahead and turn it over to Jeff Blair to go ahead and call roll.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Commissioner Gerwig.
Here.
Commissioner Badori. Commissioner Boyer.
Here.
Commissioner Brown. Commissioner Gilson.
Here.
Commissioner Goff.
Here.
Mike Garacio.
Here.
John O'Connor.
Here.
Commissioner Worrell. Mr. Chairman, we have 6 of 9. We have a quorum.
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate it. Hope everyone's had an opportunity to take a look at the meeting agenda and everything for today. So at this time, I will entertain a motion and a second for approval.
Second.
All right, we have a motion by Commissioner Boyer and a second by Commissioner Goff. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone not approved? Thank you. So we'll go ahead and move into the meeting minutes from March 20th, 2019. Do I have a motion and a second for approval? Motion by Commissioner Boyer.
Second
by Mr. Garacio. All in favor say aye. Amen. Okay, at this time we'll go ahead and turn it over. I'll go ahead and turn it over to Jeff Blair to go ahead and guide us through the modification process. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. All right, let's move. So the purpose of the meeting today is to provide the commission with comments on public comments that were received on your package of recommendations on code modifications. So what I'll do is I'll introduce each code modification in turn, starting with 7126. Ask if anybody from the public wishes to comment on that. The proponent will have 3 minutes. Anybody else in favor can have 3 minutes. Opposition, 3. We're asking that primarily you raise your hands in support or in opposition, and I'll acknowledge that so that the TAC understands that there's people who support and don't support. If you have new points, feel free to come up and speak. But just to repeat, the same thing is not going to be constructive or helpful to the TAC. So the proponent, and if there is a proponent and an opponent, there's one collective opportunity for a rebuttal. Once the TAC makes a decision that applies to multiple ones, we ask that you stand on previous testimony and don't go through the same process over and over again. The TAC will vote for consistency and has routinely done that since the beginning. So once they make a determination on a direction, that direction will be the direction the TAC will follow, and going through the entire process over and over again would not be helpful or useful for anybody at all. So, one proponent, opponent, 3 minutes each. The purpose is to provide comments back to the commission. If the comment, I will say, okay, we heard from the proponent. If you support the comment, for instance, if the comment is asking you to change your recommendation, if you support the comment for reversal of your recommendation, you'd raise your hand. If not, you wouldn't raise your hand. We'll count the votes. If it's more than 67% in favor, and let's acknowledge that we have Commissioner Brown is also here, so now we have 7 members. So that means a 5-2 vote would pass, and a 4-3 would fail as a recommendation. In some instances, somebody may just be supporting the comment. I'll suggest that no comments needed. If you support that, you'll raise your hand, and we'll move on and proceed through along that line. The TAC will take up the commission will take up the TAC's recommendations and their comments from today's meeting at their August 13th and 14th meeting in Hutchinson Island. I think that's pretty much it. I'll sort of guide us through as we go. I'm going to turn it over to Mo to provide us with orientation to the materials. Mo?
Good afternoon, Mo Medani. What I'm going to do is really go over the material that we'll be using today for this meeting. From the charts, you see there's code admin, and there's the agenda, and of course from there, there is the detailed report that we'll be using to review the code changes. Of course from there, there's the tracking charts. If I click on the tracking charts, you're going to see the chart, which is familiar, that's what we used in March. This tracking chart provides the summary of the code change, and mainly what we have in this tracking chart, only those code changes that received comments in your actions of March, of the last March TAC meetings. And Like, for example, Mod 7126, it gives you the summary. But also, we have underneath that the way we're going to record your comments on the comments. You only mainly, as Jeff said, you're only commenting on the comments received on these code changes. So in this case, you have three options to address the comments. One is, and with regard to the comments, you're going to get the comments either as an alternate language or general comments or both. But if you like the alternate language and you feel like you can support it, so you will vote for number one, which is support comments. Comments sufficiently addresses the tax concern. If you don't see that the comment provided support, or you can support, so you can say do not support comment. Comment does not address the tax concern. Also, you have the other option. If it's just general comments, and you can say no comment is needed, which is number three. And then Jeff would ask you to take a straw vote to know your consensus with regard to the comments. But that's really the tracking chart. This tracking chart is what the staff will use to record your comments on the comments. This is a Word document, so you can also use it if you like to record or put in comments from your end for your own use. So this is the tracking chart. Any comments on the tracking chart? All right. Then I want to go over the detail reports. The detail reports is similar to the detail reports that we used in March. It's really, this is really give you first the number of code changes that you'll be reviewing in this case will be 20. All these code changes before you, your action on them was no affirmative recommendation. And as you see, like under code change CA7126, you see it tells us that you received general comments on this code change and no alternate language. It first starts with giving you the the history of the code mod. Then after that, it gives you the general comment received under the second comment period, which is, as you see, you have for this code mod, we received a number of general comments. Then after that, you have general comment which received under the first comment period, and then after that you will see the original text of the mod. Like, for example, the next code mod, CA7165, is in green. It says you received alternate language. So that means that somebody has proposed an alternate language to the original mod. And again, you will see that there is the history of it. There is also general comments and so on received. And after all the general comments, then you'll see the text of, you have to scroll down all the way to see the so many comments received on this code change. So then you will see the alternate language for the A2 in this case, and then the text of mod. That's really how the this report is structured. If you want to skip all these comments and go to the next code change, best thing to do Control F, and then you can do Control F and then put in the number of the mod you're looking for, 7165, and then it'll come up. So you'll be able to really go to it easily. Any question about the detail reports? All right. Well, thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mo. All right. So our first modification is 7126.
Mr. Blair, before we get going there on some of these, there's a few of these that I have questions about the administration and how it works, and I have a question for Mr. Vogel there regarding a handful of these. Mr. Vogel, could you kind of go over, I'm not too sure what the co-administration TAC and the commission's role is in a lot of these here, because a lot of them looks like they deal with the scope and everything of within a professional licensure, whether the license be issued by DPBR or not. But can you kind of go over that so we can kind of know what to look for as we're going through some of these modifications?
Sure, Commissioner Gerwig, I'd be happy to. And I believe I may have addressed this previously when I think these five or so related code mods came up during the first round, but I would be concerned about any requirement mandating that building officials determine what constitutes practicing beyond the scope of one's license or what constitutes unlicensed activity and compelling them to report that. Those are the types of determinations that typically investigators and prosecutors would be making during the process when licensees are reported to their respective boards and would seem to be beyond the scope of what the building code is supposed to cover. And similarly, any limitations on what a particular class or type of licensee can do under the scope of their license would be appropriately addressed by each profession's practice act and the rules that are promulgated under its authority, not through the building code.
Thank you, Mr. Vogel. I appreciate that. Answer my question. So this time, Mr. Blair, if you can go ahead and facilitate the code modification process.
Thank you. All right, 7126, there were a series of comments received saying don't support the mod, which is what you didn't. Well, you did not support it, so in essence, in this case, typically no comment would be needed. But is there a public comment on 7126? State your name, representation, please. And you're speaking to the comments, which are requesting denial of this proposal, correct? Because that's what the comments are. So we're here to speak to the actual comments.
This is Rick Logan, AIA Florida. I'm just going to make a statement. I'm here assisting the proponent of these five or six mods. Mr. Treharn has a little bit of a hearing impairment, so he's asked for my assistance. But I just want to assure you that AIA Florida basically doesn't have any affirmation or opposition to these mods. These are strictly submitted by Mr. Treharn. We've been working with John O'Connor through BOAF and all the design professional associations to come up with a revised guide for design professionals in lieu of trying to introduce any building code revisions. So these modifications were made by Mr. Treharn. I'm just here trying to assist him.
Thank you for the clarification. All right, Mr. Chairman, do you wish to comment on the comments which are suggesting denial of this modification, which is the action that the TAC did take?
Yes, my name is Ron Treharn. I'm an architect. And basically, I'm just asking for every time in the code you have the registered design professional that you simply add the adjective in front of that that says either appropriate or respective is the recommendation that I had given. And the reason is because in the code, it has registered design professional written on every section. And the implication is to the building official that he's finding that individual who's qualified, best qualified to submit that particular construction documents. Well, if you take it out of hand, you can think that a landscape architect who is a registered design professional could be submitted in fire sprinkler drawings and vice versa. And you, I hope, would expect the building official to recognize that, well, maybe I should be looking at who's submitting this particular document. I personally had this happen to me. I submitted some drawings in for marine dock construction, and I had one building official asked me. So this is normally submitted by structural engineers, and you're an architect. And I said, that's fine, fair question. And I explained to him that I had a similar background in structural engineering as a structural engineer did, and I even used to teach it. And he was more than happy with that satisfaction. But I'm glad he questioned that. So it's basically to put a provision in there for the building official to say, hey, let me look at this, make sure that there is an appropriate person submitting the drawing to it. So a simple adjective in front of it hopefully will make him aware of it. As you see, there are a number of people who've recommended that this be adopted as support. There was one or two negative comments from engineers that they were afraid that this might take some work away from them. It had nothing to do with what was best for the people or whatever, but it was just their concern for their own individual income. And there was a comment there about from Mo Madani that they said that this had to do with contractors. You're not allowed to make any statement about contractors. Well, architects and engineers are not contractors. We're professionals who are designed to protect the self-hate and welfare of the individual. So I didn't see how that particularly was germane. So basically I'm asking that you simply add an adjective that really shouldn't cause any harm, but hopefully will save some time and cost and money to not only the building official who's receiving documents that he has to continually prove because they were prepared by someone not qualified, but also the individual out in the field who sometimes suffers from this. Thank you.
Thank you. Does anybody else wish to speak on this modification? In opposition, but what I want to clarify on this particular one is that there are four comments. All are opposed to the modification, which and basically saying that they should be denied, which is what you did. So, if we're speaking to the comments, then the comments are saying this should not be approved. So come on, say what you want to say, Commissioner.
Jim Shaw, can I only take a second? I think Justin had summed it up pretty well. This is a solution looking for a problem. It's a design professional responsibilities, belongs to the licensing boards. And incidental work is something that the licensing boards had to deal with for decades. Anyone can file a complaint with the licensing board if they think that there's somebody working out of their scope of work. And putting the building official in the middle of this is going to lead to additional non-uniform interpretation and lawsuits. And they're the comments that I have, and I'll stand on those comments for 7126, 7165, 7169, 7232, and 7181. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Commissioner. Yes, sir. Mike?
Mike Silvers, FRSA. I want to just make the same statement or mirror what Commissioner Schock just basically said. We're concerned that this will cause additional confusion and agree with those four that deal with the design professionals that you should stick with your original no affirmative recommendation. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Okay.
Andrew Levenstein, Florida Structural Engineers Association. We are against the implementation of this modification, and we agree with the comments made on the second proposal. We'll also be standing on our comments regarding the same five modifications that Mr. Schock mentioned. In addition, we also agree that this is has not been an issue, and there's no reason at all to change the status quo.
Thank you. Anybody else? Opposition from the home builders, which is basically saying keep what you had already done. John?
John Farinelli, Jason Code. As a licensed building official, I would encourage the TAC to uphold your NAR. It is not within the purview of the building official to interpret the scope of a design professional under state statute 471 or 481. That is entirely up to the boards governing those professions. And I'll stand on those comments for the other five or four that were outlined by Mr. Schock. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Good afternoon. My name is Alan Douglas. I'm the Executive Director of Florida Engineering Society.
Okay. You got to hold it down?
The whole time you're speaking. It's part of our torture.
Thank you. Again, my name is Alan Douglas. I'm the Executive Director of the Florida Engineering Society and the American Council of Engineering Companies of Florida. Our boards of directors have voted to oppose not just this proposal, but the other four as well, for all the reasons that have just been mentioned, and I won't go back through those again. We just do feel it is the role of the licensing boards and not the building commission.
Thank you very much. Any other comments? All right, coming back to the TAC, my recommendation would be no comment needed because all the comments were saying we support what you already did, except for, here. So if no comments needed, please raise your hand in support. All right, everybody. So we're responsible.
Mr. Blair.
Yeah.
One moment. I think Commissioner. Or I think Mr. O'Connor had a question.
I'm going to explain to him. Okay. So here's what's happening. In this case, we're responding to the comments. The comments all said we don't support this modification. That's a general comment in support of what you've already done. So we don't need to vote whether you support the comment or not. We should vote no comments needed, because they're just saying keep what you have, and that's what you're doing anyway. Oh, sure, absolutely.
Okay, John O'Connor. As I mentioned, Rick had mentioned, we've been working with FAS and the Florida Association of Architects, International Association of Architects, and this has been a 10-year project. Our initial publication on this subject was back in 2011, I believe. And it was only through negotiation that we came to some sort of an agreement of how these things would be handled. 8 years later, it's kind of degenerated to where everyone has forgotten all of that, and we've kind of back to our corners. But this isn't an appropriate subject for the building commission or the building code, and so this will continue to be worked on outside of the building commission and the building and the Florida building code. And hopefully we can find a way to get resolution either through legislative change or through a negotiated agreement between all the parties. But it is a difficult subject and one that does need attention. And there is a real problem there, which we don't have to get into because it's not our purview. But thank you.
All right. So, again, if let's take the straw poll of no comment needed. Please raise your hands. Okay, so it's unanimous, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yep. 7-0 in support. All right, next one is 7165, submitted by Ronald Trahorn with an alternate 2 language proposed. Does the proponent wish to speak on this one? Again, keeping in mind that I think everybody else said they're going to stand on their previous testimony because the same comments apply. Go ahead. Speaking to comment A2. Yes, go ahead.
This is along the similar lines. In the Florida Building Code, in the first third of the Florida Building Code, it uses the term architect or engineer. And it's typically dealing with sections associated with structural design because we have similar training. The other two, and they use that term 185 times. In the second two-thirds of the Florida Building Code, it mentions registered design professional. And it does that 285 times because it's often dealing with certain aspects or components of the building. So it's talking about someone who obviously is trained and qualified in that particular area. I sometimes think that may be creating some confusion among the building officials because they somehow equate architect equals an engineer when there is a distinction between those two professions. So I thought it might be more uniform to have throughout the entire book to simply always use the registered design professional, or in my preferred case, an appropriate or respected registered design professional. So the building official stops making that equation, equality between those two. And again, there were similar positive comments for it, and there were also comments that had to do with the fact that they're contractors, which doesn't apply, again, to the architects. I can't think of anything else. Thank you.
All right. Anybody else who would speak on this? I think everybody said they wanted to stand on their previous testimony, which is they are opposed and want to keep it your recommendation as it is. All right. So if you, coming back to the TAC, if you support comment A2 and want to reverse your recommendation, you would raise your hands now. If you wish to retain it and not support the comment, you'd raise your hands now. It's 0-7, not in support of the comment. Okay, the next one is 7647. It's Eric Stafford. There's a series of comments. There's an alternate language and a bunch of comments requesting a reversal of sorry, we've got some folks here. 7647, Eric.
Yeah, Eric Stafford representing IBHS on this issue. Probably last time around, probably need a little more discussion. We would like, and I guess speaking directly to the comment, which I think resolves a lot of the problems, and a lot of people a lot of stakeholders we've talked to seem to like the way the comment, which Jim has submitted, alternate language clarifies the what we're really getting at here. But the bottom line is we're looking at we would like to see siding and soffit inspected from Hurricanes Irma. I mean, actually, you can go all the way back to the 2004 hurricanes. Soffits have been a problem. And they in Florida, 2007, the first code to require soffits to specifically be designed for wind loads. But we're still seeing problems with them. The Hurricane Irma FEMA MAT report noted that installation is the biggest problem. Routinely see the vinyl soffits just floated in the channel next to the wall, not even fastened near the wall. While the Hurricane Michael MAT is still in progress, I'm one of the contributors on that, and we're seeing the same thing again, exact same type of installation issues with soffit. And as you all know, when the winds and wind-driven rain and hurricanes, when the soffit's lost, we get a lot of water inside the house. So we think that having these things inspected, I mean, if you look at a lot of the other parts of the building, things that are getting inspected well, I mean, we're keeping buildings together pretty well structurally. The items that are getting inspected are overall doing pretty well. I guess just to sum it up, I mean, I think what Commissioner Schock has submitted, clarifying that it's an in-progress inspection, I think makes a lot of sense, and we urge your support of what was the number?
A1.
With the original modification. Thank you.
All right. Anybody else wish to speak on the general comment? Then let's go to comment A1. Commissioner Schock.
Thank you, TAC members. Yes, in my experience with Eric, one out of Mexico Beach in that MAT visit, and as well as what I saw in our own jurisdiction in Matthew and Irma, loss of siding and soffits were a great contributor to water intrusion. So I do agree that these inspections were needed. My comment the first go around was I was concerned because you can't have an inspector there all the time, and oftentimes fasteners are covered. So I just wanted to make sure and make it clear that this was an in-progress inspection, so there was no misunderstanding that everything was looked at. It's a shot in time. So I would urge you to support A1 along with the original.
All right. Does anybody else wish to speak in support? Anybody in opposition? Oh, I saw some building officials. Anybody in opposition? Seeing none, coming to the TAC, if you support comment A1 with the original. You have a question first, Rick?
I have a comment.
Go ahead.
Eric, I certainly appreciate the concern on the cladding abilities of those two materials, but it's going to be like roof sheathing and shingle installation. It's going to be hard to police. When the inspector drives up, you're going to see the proper installation. I'm not so sure that the proper installation isn't already going on. I'm not so sure that it may be product flexibility instability, because it takes a heck of a beating for very little holding capacity, if you will, at least how it's done in our area, and I'm sure that's by code. So I'm just a little concerned. It's a good point, and I think it's something that needs to be looked at. But it's going to be hard to police that on a whole house wrap, vinyl, or running the soffit. And I'm not so sure that without soffit backing board that will ever overcome that, because I think it's adhered pretty well. At least in our region, the guys are doing a pretty good job. It's just one of those weak points of the structure. But I'm in support of your consideration very much so. It's just going to be hard to see through, I think.
Okay. Any other discussion on this before we vote? David?
I also agree. In a perfect world, we would be able to police that. To follow up on what Rick's saying, we have difficulty doing in-progress inspections on roofs. We can't even get the guys to fall in line on that. That's not to excuse it, but it's going to be difficult. And then, you know, not to disparage anybody's, you know, character, but in our area, the people who do vinyl soffit or aluminum soffit and vinyl siding are not licensed per se. They are subs of a licensed person. So that adds one more layer to people that don't really understand our world, especially the inspection world. It's probably a little late in the game for this, but while I'm sitting here thinking about this, you know, instead of an in progress, maybe a mock-up, you know, like a larger construction jobs. When I used to do school work, they had mock-ups of the brickwork, or they had mock-ups of the paint or whatever. At least that way an appointment can be made and they have a mock-up of what they're planning on doing. Just an idea. Policing it is going to be very, very difficult, exceptionally difficult.
All right. All right, so if you support comment A1 plus the original, which is in essence reversing the original but with some modifications, raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. If you're opposed, okay, so it's 5-1 in support of the comment. Excuse me. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's against.
So it
did not support comment.
Okay, so it's 4-2. So it's still.
No.
Yeah.
4-2?
5-2.
5-2.
Sorry. So it does reach our threshold. Okay, in support.
Is that made right?
Yes, sir. Yep, 5-2 makes it. All right, the next one is got a lot of stuff on it. Again, it's the same issue, same group of folks standing on their same testimony. 7169 has an A4 comment, has a bunch of comments in support of it, a bunch of comments in non-support of it, so we'll take up A4.
First, I'd like to apologize. I answered this question on the last time. Rick disinformed me what I had just done. Again, it's a hearing issue, and I apologize for that. But I stand by my previous statements for this issue, and I support the amended language of the A4 associated with that. Oh, sorry. Sorry about that.
Okay. Yeah, I was trying to say on the first one that your comments were actually on a different one, but that was it doesn't matter. I think the same point's made. Okay, anybody else in the public wish to comment? Standing on previous testimony, back to the TAC. If you support comment A4, which is reversing, then you would vote yes. If you want to retain, you'd vote no. And if you support the comment, raise your hands. If you don't, raise your hands now. Commissioner Brown? Okay, I just want to make sure. All right, so it's 7-0, non-support. The next is 7232, a bunch of general comments, some in support, some not in favor. Did you want to speak on this one too, or stand on previous testimony?
That's 7232?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Name is Ron Trehearn again. This was just trying to push the envelope a little bit further, and again, trying to get even the, within particularly the engineering practices to stay within their discipline. I'm Brevard County. We have in that county four times as many engineers in our county as any other county in the state of Florida. And consequently, we have a number of engineers who are not at all qualified in building construction, basically stamping plans and for draftsmen. And it's created an issue for us down there. It's a problem, and I know this may not be the place to address it, but I want to at least make it on record. As I say, for most companies that work on a large scale, $10 million and up, this is definitely not an issue. The engineers and architects play in their respective sandbox. But in projects that are smaller than that, this has become a serious issue to us, not only to the architects, but mainly to our clients. I can't tell you, I do free work, consulting work, pro bono for a number of companies that clients who have troubles. And I get out to the field and try to find out what's going on, and typically the situation is that they're mad at the architect, and I ask, well, who was the architect? And they tell me a name, and I'm saying, well, I'm sorry, they're not an architect. And that's when the whole nightmare begins. So it's this issue of dealing with it that has brought me to the point that why I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to do this through the building handbook book that the BOAF is putting together and the AIA and the FES are putting together. And I thought, why not try to also get it through the building officials? I've done research, find out that many counties, this is not an issue. They're very vigilant about it. But in some counties, it's not. So anything you can do to help on this cause would be greatly appreciated for us. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else in the public wish to comment? All right. So I guess going back to the TAC, if you want to vote against the comments requesting you to overturn your previous action, raise your hands. If you want to retain your previous actions, raise your hands in opposition to the comments. Not in support. 0-7. Okay. 7505 is a request for reversal on general comments. You're here on 7505?
I am.
Okay.
In opposition. You want to give a take?
Right. Well, I don't think there's anybody. Does anybody here wish to support the comment? The comment is requesting a reversal of the tax recommendation. John, are you speaking, or is nobody's here from BOAF to speak? Okay, then you want to speak in favor of the TAC retaining its recommendation, I presume?
Correct.
Go ahead.
Joe Belcher, Florida Homeowners Association, requesting that you support the NAR. The change is to add the word replacement in the definition of repairs. And when you look at alteration level 1, section 707.4, the title of that is replacement of windows, doors, garage doors, skylights. So you'd be creating a conflict there. You'd be saying it's an alteration level 1 by the section title, but by the definition of repair, you'd be calling it a replacement. So we think the TAC did the right thing to begin with, and we want to leave it that way. Thank you.
Any other public comment? Okay.
Mike Silvers, FRSA. We're concerned with the change in the definition of repair. It fits in some areas, but it causes a lot of problems where roofing is concerned, and that's one of our concerns with having all of the definitions only in the building chapter. There are sometimes definitions that can be different, but more importantly, we think that they should be in the appropriate chapters for several of the definitions, not all of them, but we certainly like having them in the individual chapters. Thank you.
All right. Any additional comment? Then going back to the TAC, if you want to reverse your opinion, you'd vote in support of the comment. Anybody want to vote in support? If you want to vote against the comment and keep your original recommendation, raise your hands. All right, so it's 0-7 in support, so it's not in support of the comment. Mr. Chairman, you have another one here if you're going to make any additional comments. It's 7181. There's a number saying reverse the recommendation, a number saying keep it as it is. I think, as we know, this is a consistent action so far.
Ron Treharn again.
Oops.
7181 is be my dream one to have in there, because I modeled this after other building codes throughout the nation, where they simplified for the building official which type of projects should have what type of individual, registered design professional individual, working on that project. It doesn't mean exclusively that an architect can only work on these type of projects or an engineer, but that this should be the lead individual. And of course, you're as familiar as I am with 471 and 481 that deals with engineers and architects. But it's quite clear in those Florida statutes, and I'm not asking those to be reopened or anything, but architects have the responsibility to design the building or the part of the building or a collection of buildings or the space between the buildings. And particularly ones, and the key word is there, human occupancy. And you read the 471 dealing with engineers, they have in their direction the responsibility to design the engineering works and systems within that building. And the what we're seeing in our area is an extension, a violation. They're stretching that envelope. And I thought that this would give the building officials some clout to be able to simply go down to a simple table based upon the Florida building occupancy. Obviously, it has people like assembly, educational, whatever. They would know what type of individual drawings they should be seeing and who's submitting those. That's all my point. Thank you.
All right. Anybody else in the public wish to comment? Coming back to the TAC, if you support reversing your previous action, you would raise your hand in support. If you don't and you want to retain it, you'd vote no. Raise your hands. All right. 0-7, not in support. 7509, submitted by BOAF, requesting a reversal of your previous action. Is there any public comment? Seeing none, if you wish to retain your previous action, you'd vote no. If you support the comment to reverse, vote yes. Anybody? Vote no. Raise your hands. If you're voting to retain your previous action. Is that everybody? Commissioner Brown, are you with that too? Voting to retain your previous action. Very good. It's 0-7. No, not in support of the comment. 7508 is another BOAF proposal requesting that you reverse your action. Anybody here want to speak for the reversal from BOAF? Seeing none, against it?
Joe Belcher, Florida Homeowners Association. This is the same as the other one. It's putting the word replacement in the repair definition. We request that you maintain your NAR.
Very good. I see FRSA saying the same thing. So if you wish to reverse yourself, raise your hands. And not in supporting, if you don't support and want to retain, raise your hands now. Not in support on a 0-7 basis. All right. 7669 is also a request from BOAF to reverse your recommendation on this one. Anybody wish to speak on that one or against it? Coming back to the TAC, if you want to, if you support the comment to reverse, raise your hands. If you don't and want to retain your original recommendation, raise your hands now. Okay, it's 0-7, not in support. All right, 8188, there's a comment recommending you reverse your action on this. You wish to speak in favor of that comment? Okay, Brian.
Brian Holland, representing the National Electrical Manufacturers Association. I think I'm supporting G1. The conflict comes from all the way back to phase one. This is a weird one in that ADM 6-16, which was the phase one, was broken up into four parts. Three of the parts only applied to one code, but the first part applied to five codes. And as best as I can tell, the only two TACs that took up ADM 6 was the code administration and energy, and they were all NAR during the first phase. During second phase, TJ put in 8188, but for whatever reason, it got just stuck under the existing building only. And I put in 7241, which for some reason I only put under residential energy. And I'm not sure how or why that happened. But that one got approved as submitted. So the updated approved agency term looks like, if we just hold the line right now, it's only going to apply to that term as it's used for Florida Building Code, Energy Conservation, Residential. So unless it gets approved once and then it corresponds everywhere. But in any case, I don't know if that's going to happen. So you could undo this and fix it in existing buildings, but it's going to still be broken everywhere else unless we can fix that at the commission level. And I'm sure Mo can speak to
that. This is Mo Madani. Actually, the plumbing code and the mechanical code use the same definition. I think it was done through the phase one.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so and those are the two I didn't track. So I don't know if we're going to be able to catch this now for the building and for residential, but in any case, I think the new language that's in there is appropriate. If you read my comment, I'll rest on that. Thank you.
Anybody else wish to speak on in favor of this comment or against it, I guess?
John Farinelli, JC Code. I would like to just make a statement for the record. What Mr. Holland is just describing is a result of the process that we're using to adopt our next edition of the code that was placed upon us by the action of the legislature. It is no fault of any of the tacks. It's no fault of any of the commissions. But you are going to see similar scenarios and similar issues with this next edition of the code. There are going to be conflicts, and there are going to be holes in it. And we've already started to see those. And as a fire and life safety educator, it is going to be extremely difficult to get everybody on the same book and page with this new code due to the deficiencies. Thank you.
All right. Anybody else wish to speak on this modification? Coming back to the TAC, if you wish to support the comment and reverse your previous action, raise your hands. One. If you wish to retain it, raise your hands. It's 1-6, not in support of the comment. All right, next is 8041, requesting reversal of your previous action. Anybody from the public wish to speak?
Opposed.
Opposed? You want to keep it as it is? Are you here to speak in favor of it?
Debbie Nutter, on behalf of BOAF. I would like to retain what I've written and would like an approval of this.
Okay. Any additional public comment? Coming back to TAC, if you wish to reverse your previous action and approve this, raise your hand in support. All right. We have one and those in opposition. So 1-6, not in support. Next is 8231, request to reverse your previous action.
8231 is similar to 8225, so I'd like to withdraw.
Okay. 8231 withdrawn by proponent. We're now on 8232.
8232 is similar to 8374, so I'd also like to withdraw.
8232 is withdrawn by the proponent. We're now on 8388, which is also a request for a reversal from BOAF. Seeing no comments, if you support the comment to reverse, raise your hands. If you don't, raise your hands for retaining. Which way do you want to vote, John? All right, so the vote is 1-6. Okay, 1-6, not in support. Next is 7446, submitted by Richard Shawland, a request for a reversal. Is anybody here from the public to speak on this? Seeing none, if you support the comment for reversal, raise your hands. If you don't, raise your hands. 0-7, not in support of the comment. 7451, Richard Shawland, request for reversal of your recommendation. Anybody from the public wish to comment? Seeing none, if coming back, TAC, if you support the comment for reversing your recommendation, raise your hands. If you don't, raise them now. 0-7, no, not supporting comment. 8375, Kimberly Gilliam, a request for a reversal of your recommendation. Is anybody from the public to speak on this comment? 8375. Seeing none, back to the TAC. If you support the comment for reversal, raise your hands. If you do not support the comment, raise your hands now. That would be 0-7, not in support of the comment. 7551 is a request for a reversal of your recommendation from BOAF. Are you here to speak in favor or against?
Against. It's the replacement window. It's a replacement added to repair definition again.
Anybody else wish to comment? Come back to the TAC. If you support the comment for reversal, raise your hands. If you're not in support of the comment, raise your hands. 0-7, not in support. 7676 is a request from George Wiggins of BOA for reversal of your action. Does anybody from the public wish to comment? Seeing no public comment, coming back to TAC, if you support the comment and wish to reverse, raise your hands. See, okay, we have two in favor, and if you don't support it, raise your hands. It's 2-5, not in support of the comment. Oops, excuse me. That concludes the our code thing. Is there any additional comments from anybody? Seeing none, Mr. Chairman, we're ready to adjourn the meeting.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Blair. Is there any member comment at this time? All right, so again, I appreciate everybody for coming, and at this point, we'll stand adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.